CBS News Brief. President Trump has made a proposal that will anger many Palestinians. He wants to, quote, clean out the Gaza Strip and send its residents to other Middle Eastern nations. That's not all, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The president also spoke about lifting a Biden-era limit on sending 2,000-pound bombs to Israel.
The BBC's Nick Beek in Jerusalem says Gazans don't want to leave.
This is homeland for people, and we've heard that despite everything that's happened in the past 15 months.
The right wing in Israel supports the Trump plan, saying they want to move Israelis into the enclave. Trump's firing of about a dozen inspectors general by mail, effective immediately Friday night, isn't going over well with the watchdog group Accountable.us. Executive Director Tony Clark.
This is a blatant power grab that will give the powerful special interests and mega donors more control with little oversight.
Federal law requires a president to notify Congress 30 days before firing an inspector general. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny sky today, west winds and highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, upper teens with mostly clear skies. That west breeze continues. On Monday, mostly sunny skies. Southwest winds will gust over 35, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 17 degrees.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steve Lawrence, next up.
The warm hours are the ones I look forward to. The warm hours after midnight when I'm quiet, wondrous, warm
music of the stars. Steve Lawrence next up. Nat Cole.
Love is for the warm and willing, waiting for the warm and willing. Love is ours to take our toss aside. Take this promise to your heart and let your lips repeat. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sign. We can make the stars go spinning and the earth stand still. If you're warm and willing to be mine. Each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sign. We can make the stars go spinning and the earth stand still. If you're warm and willing to be mine. It would be heavenly if you're warm and willing to be mine.
Nat Cole and the Music Star. Sure.
When a warm-hearted woman loves a cold-hearted man, she gives him all the loving that she possibly can. But the man refuses, the woman loses, and that is what my blues is all about. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. Hotcakes in a cold frying pan, but I waste my heat on the guy I'm sweet on, and the torch I stamp my feet on won't go out. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. He runs to see a gal who's not like me, and from the very start the gal can play it very smart, because she hasn't got a heart, you see. Can't play games, my heart's in flames, so I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. Thank you. I wish he'd be in love with only me. I'd hug him and I'd squeeze him, find a million ways to please him. Would I ever tease him? No, siree. I'd play games, my heart's in flames. So I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I keep trying and my hopes keep flying. My crying only women understand. I'm a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold, cold, cold-hearted man.
The music of the stars. Now, Dinah had a fabulous evening show, a weeknight. Guys wrote their own music and performed it instrumentally. Warm All Over, Steve Lawrence. From Broadway, 1956. Frank Lesser. The saddest Broadway musicals, The Most Happy Fella. Is kind of an old one. May-December romance. Frank Lesser wrote the whole thing. Frederick March did a similar picture without music, really. Except for the background score in Middle of the Night. Based on a play of 100 years ago, they knew what they wanted. Sidney Howard wrote that. It's almost operatic in nature. It's been described as that. Ed Sullivan broadcast the whole thing when people had more of a, shall we say, longer attention span. That was in 1956. Sorvino had the hit on that. Mentioning Paul Sorvino, guy had quite an operatic style voice. I have a disc here somewhere. Oh, here it is, where Paul sings in Seattle on a live presentation. His daughter was in the audience. Paul Sorvino, who usually played a bad guy in movies, with a great tender romance. I'll do that on Father's Day. Or sooner. Let's see if we get into the mood. Liked his music. We heard it many times. on television and radio themes. Unfortunately, I never really seemed to finish the song. Eric Coates wrote over 100 tunes. Here's this radio and television themes, but not played anymore. Except maybe here, in the music of the stars. Oh, here's Paul Sorvino.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath the willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time, now the tree is gone. Through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
And Eddie Fisher. This is from the Broadway musical Pickwick. Tony Bennett had the hit.
Once upon a time, light in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long. On a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time,
never comes again.
Sure, I always liked this music. Gordon Jenkins with Francis Albert Sinatra.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow. All the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again. Once upon a time, never comes again.
Like the music of Gordon Jenkins.
I'm Billy May
of the Glenn Miller Band. More of that in a bit with Nat Cole.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love, smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, that spark may burn again. I know that I be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. Once in a while, in love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while, once in a while.
Billy May with that jazz tuba in there, and it really works, doesn't it? The music of the stars, Mel Torme.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. For once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. And this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in a lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. Once in a lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, hope within me looking at the sky, I'm gonna fly up high, 'cause I've got wings and I'm gonna do great things.
Mel Torme, the kid from Chicago, Shakespeare Elementary. And Peggy Lee next.
I had a love once. 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 Roll on, you rivers. Stand tall, you mountains. Wind on, you valleys. I had a love once, but it flew away. One moment was good, next moment was sad. So roll on, you rivers, wind on, you valleys. Gone is my loved one, gone, gone this day.
Tony Bennett.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong.
I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm. I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
But once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it.
Anthony.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
It's in the can.
Andy Williams.
As they say.
Oh, my goodness. Likewise.
Live on a telethon.
Thank you.
From Orange County, California. Raising money, you get the best.
Once before I go, I want you to know. It through the pains and joys and aches. We knew back then I would do it all. I'd do it all again. Before I knew, I want you to know that I look back with no regrets. And when our luck was running thin, still
Dino Martino.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart on fire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love.
Dennis Day. Ray Bolger had the hit with that.
Once and only one, the one and only comes along. Once you took my hand, I felt your touch and I was strong. The wonder of a simple love was not too clear to me. Though you were dear to me, I walked away.
This is Liz Calloway. More on her in just a bit. Ah, that Dennis Day. Big hit on the Jack Benny program. This is from Hollywood. Anastasia, the soundtrack.
Dancing bears, painted wings, things I almost remember. Smile.
Calloway. Sinatra with Antonio Carlos Jobim. And stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System, the music of the star, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This love, you were the world to me. Once I cried at the thought I was foolish and proud and let you say goodbye. Sadness, you came and brought me love again. Now I know that no matter whatever befalls, I'll never let you go. I will hold because love is the saddest thing when it goes away. Love is the saddest thing when it goes away.
The stars. Joe Beam. Be right back after news. Good morning, Green Bay. GBW.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East about moving the residents of the Gaza Strip to other nations.
You're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and we just clean out that whole thing.
Trump says he spoke about his proposal to the King of Jordan yesterday and will talk about it with Egypt's president today. Vice President J.D. Vance says he thinks controversial Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard will be confirmed by the Senate.
She recognizes that the bureaucrats have gotten out of control, and we need somebody there who's going to rein them in and return those services to their core mission of identifying information that's going to keep us safe.
See the full interview with the vice president this morning on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other senators are very unhappy with the firing of some inspectors general via email Friday night. The president didn't give Congress a 30-day notice as required by federal law. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.